Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today for her to start really seeing where you're moving and where your hand is so that she can just stay out of your way and help advance your will. And then also, too, so she can see when she's praying prayers that are not according to your will so that she doesn't get confused when they're not granted and even maybe turn the opposite way, which he thinks that they should. Ask all these prayers, you fathers, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 for times of judgment, this is verse 19, talking about, "Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech that thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand." Okay, understanding God. So when you understand his wrath, okay, and the reason why, once again, I want to just go over this, because I know it sounds like I'm talking about it a lot, but it is a huge problem with the church in the United States. And it's going to be a massive stumbling block to the church, okay? Extremely dangerous. This whole thing with painting God as a God of love and not the full picture of who he really is from the God of the Bible, okay? And that he is a God of wrath, and then that there's a very clear heaven and hell. Glossing over these areas, Jesus says, if you're not gathering, you're scattering. Okay. When churches do this, when teachers and preachers and pastors who are not completely broken and humbled and just completely given over to the Holy Spirit, but leaning on to their own, wisdom, understanding, thinking that they know something better, like they don't want to scare people off. I've heard that before. And it's going to, you know, intimidate people. You got to focus on the good of God, just all these sorts of things. What they're end up doing is they create, they're creating snares for the church. Okay. This is why he's just not pleased with the whole situation. You see him dealing with his people directly, if you notice. Okay, he's calling a lot of Christians out of churches. Hopefully you found a good one. I pray so. You know, but they're hard to find that stick to the Bible. But the reason why they're so dangerous, okay, is because when you don't have that full picture, okay, of God, okay, when he is revealed, okay, you're going to be very confused. Okay, and when you lack the fullness of who he is, then when he is revealed, it'll be just a huge stumbling block for you, okay? And you won't understand what's going on. Now, an excellent example of this is this COVID-19, which is most people, I hope, at this point in the church know that it is a judgment, okay? It's one of the plagues, you know, that's prophesied about in Matthew 24, okay? And they're only going to increase. There's going to be more and more, okay? The way everything's shutting down and people's, you know, lives are all on halt and everything. Bible talks about that, okay? So you see churches and people just, and this whole like race stuff with this riots and stuff. These are more judgments, okay? Oh goodness, just cleave to the God of the Bible and just stay hidden in Christ and away from all these things. Because you see churches and they're going out and this is so dangerous. Okay, again, thou shalt not see a fierce people of deeper speech which thou canst perceive. Okay, you need to be able to perceive God's hand moving, to see him, okay? Because churches are going out, okay? Christians are going out. I've seen it where they're praying and they're saying, this is terrible, this COVID-19. We got to pray for it to be, you know, for it to stop. We need to pray for peace, you know, in the United States. We need to pray for the recovery of America. This place is appointed to wrath. It's going to burn and God's the one doing it. You're asking God. You're praying against God. Okay, and these people, and I pray to God you haven't done it, but if you have, you need to search things out with them because you're not going to get that prayer granted. This is him. This is a judgment. Okay, you're praying against him, his church, his own church in the United States, publicly on YouTube, you know, on TV shows, okay, on this, on that, publicly praying against him. It's embarrassing. It really is. I pray any sister that's listening to me can see this already. And if you can't, then seek this out with him so you can be once again, thou shalt not see a fierce people of deeper speech which thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue which thou canst not understand. They don't understand what's going on because they don't know him. They don't know the full God of the Bible. They don't know the God of wrath. They don't know the God that is going to cast people into hell for all eternity.
all eternity. Well, they will burn forever. When you know him, you know what he's going to be doing for all eternity. You know this makes sense. Okay? This makes sense. Okay? Warning, warning, warning. Repent, repent, repent. Kingdom of God is at hand. Okay? You know what this stuff is. Okay? This is a foreshadowing of eternal damnation. Okay? When you see demons running the streets and evil things burning, okay? Look and see, perceive. Okay? Understand there's a life after this, okay? There's a life after this, and you need to make sure you're going to the right spot. And his mercy, okay, is warning people through things like this. Okay? It's a foreshadowing. All right? Of eternity. It's a small sample, these bad things that are happening, but the church themselves is praying against him. They don't recognize him. They can't perceive him. They don't recognize him. And sisters, I hope to God you're not doing it. What you need to do is get ready. It's not going to change. It's not going to change. It's the same thing that the Jews were doing in the Old Testament where they're saying, going to Jeremiah, pray to God for us that Babylon will go away. They're not going away. God's sending them. That's what Jeremiah says. I've read it before. Okay. But I'll read it again though. But he says, I'm going to fight you. God's saying, I will fight you. Okay. I'm coming against you. I am Babylon coming against you. He's not Babylon, but Babylon is the hand that he's moving. Okay. COVID is the hand that he's moving. Okay. These things burning. Okay. All of this stuff going on. This is his wrath. Just beginning. Just to start. Okay. Fall of the United States. Churches praying for the... No. He doesn't like the United States. Get out of it. Get out of it. Don't pray for it. Get out of it. Get tucked away, hidden in Christ, so that you are nice and safe, okay, and removed when his wrath burns through this country, okay? And I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she starts to perceive and understand and see you. And if there are areas in her life where she is praying actually against you because she doesn't recognize you, that her mind is renewed to see you. Ask all these prayers you face in Jesus' name. Amen.